Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
These last couple of years have been very difficult for students, for teachers, for parents. School has been turned upside down in so many ways, and there's a lot of concern about kids falling behind. Joining us right now is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten. Randy, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
So the campaign that you're launching is called Reading Opens the World. The idea is to give away over a million books and reading resources. Tell us where the idea for this came from.
So, you know, our union has always been about how we help our kids thrive, and that starts with reading. And, you know, obviously social, emotional well-being. Our educators, we've done, you know, programs for decades on professional development for literacy, the science of literacy. But the reason for the program now, for this multi-year literacy campaign called Reading Opens the World, is that, as you started your show, you know, there's been a huge disruption in everybody's lives. Everybody's over COVID. We want it to be over. We want the disruptions to be over. We want to get back to our lives. But for educators and parents in particular, we want our kids to be okay. And reading is foundational to all of that, to career, to college, to life, to civic participation, to everything. And so we started this multi-pronged campaign about getting books into kids' hands. We're going to have a bookmobile this year going around the country, and we're also going to do reading nights, literacy nights with parents in Detroit schools and teachers and parents together. We're revising our professional development opportunities to make sure that teachers get the kind of professional development they need in a timely basis, on an affordable basis. And we're going to have a new program on our website in terms of reading and literacy. And we're going to make sure that parents have tips of the trade, too, tools and tips for reading with their kids. And we started it now as opposed to in January or February because we wanted to actually start it as part of the holiday season. And, in fact, 25 of our locals all throughout America are doing launches this week and next week. But it's about really making sure that that kids experience the joy and the love of reading, which is foundational to everything they do. And what better way of doing that than to make sure that we distribute diverse titles, age-appropriate titles, which we're doing with our partner First Book, and that's what we started doing this week.
Well, that's fantastic. You mentioned a bookmobile traveling across the country, and that instantly brought back memories of the bookmobile that came to my neighborhood when I was a little kid. I mean, what a great way to make books accessible. And that's really what this campaign is all about, is not just introducing kids to reading and fun, you know, age-appropriate reading materials, but to really make those books accessible to them, isn't it?
Exactly right. And so, you know, part of this is we've had this program with First Book for the last decade or so. So we know how to, you know, do reading, you know, or literacy distribution centers. We know how to, you know, have book fairs and things like that. But now we really want to make it accessible all throughout the country. And we want to make sure that, you know, that even during this period of time of COVID, by having a bookmobile, if we have to have an outside event instead of an inside event because of, you know, of what's happening in terms of COVID or Omicron, it's not going to get stymied. It's not going to get canceled. And so there's a real symbolism about a bookmobile, but it's also very, you know, it's also very practical right now to make sure that we can get books in the hands of kids regardless of what's happening with COVID.
Randy, where can people learn more about your Reading Opens the World campaign?
Well, so you know, our Detroit local is very interested in doing this, and so Reading will this campaign will come to Detroit in the next few months. But if you want to learn more right now, you can go to the website, aft.org/read. And if you're a parent and want to get more information about tools and tips to help your child read, we have another website that's free for everyone. That it's a sharing website that we started a few years ago called Share My Lesson. And anybody can get on. You don't have to be a member. And when you look through that website, there's tips and tools in terms of reading as well. And we're going to be putting all of our literacy initiatives and our professional development on that website as well. So we're going to make things accessible to everyone with a click, and just watch for the bookmobile or for one of these family nights or book distribution days or nights. It is coming to your neighborhood across the country. If you have an AFT local in your neighborhood or your facility, and we got 3,500 of them in your community, it's coming to you.
Randy, from an educator's standpoint, what's it going to take to get everybody back on track, to get kids back on track after the interruptions of the last, year and a half, 2 years? And, you know, we're still probably going to see more interruptions over the course of this school year as well. How do we ensure that that kids get back on track with learning?
Well, we know what works to get kids back on track. We're not doing a really good job at making sure what works is actually happening in every community. So number one of the things that works is that we have to stop blaming and shaming. We know everyone is really stressed out, or so many people are really stressed out about learning. But the worst thing to do is to create more agita. We need to create welcoming and safe environments. And we need to make sure that schools are welcoming and safe. So that's number one. Number two, we need to have the wraparound services for kids so that so that when there is a trigger, when there are issues, that we can get them services just in time. So wrapping services around schools for kids and families is very important. That's why you hear the word community schools, and it can be funded by a lot of the money that we got from Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan. Number three, every child is different, and we really need to be focused on not testing this year, but on the interventions needed to help all kids succeed. And so we look at this year as a full year of learning. You have to spark children's interest by something that they really want, so they want to be in school. And once you do that, you can start seeing, kids kind of starting to recover and race to recovery. And I've been in over 60 schools since August 1st, and I'm hearing from teachers right now in November and December that they finally have a sense of where their kids are and what they need to do to help, kids individually. So those are the things we need to do, and that means giving teachers the conditions they need, teachers' working conditions or kids' learning conditions, and that also means that we got to make sure that everybody is safe. So boosters, vaccines, indoor masking, all of those things are important.
Indeed, and getting books into the hands of kids through the Reading Opens the World campaign. Randy, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Take care.